Welcome to Farnborough Primary's first ever live podcast. Presenting today from Year 6 are myself, Heidi, Felicity,
hello,
Rocco,
hi,
and Lucas.
Hello.
The aim of the podcast is to give you up-to-date news about what has been happening recently at our school and what is going to be happening in the future.
We hope that everybody has enjoyed a break during the half term and are now ready to work super hard for the next 6 weeks.
At Farnborough, we endeavour to enrich the curriculum in many different ways. This includes making learning experiences different and exciting within the school, as well as looking for first-hand experiences outside of the building.
An example of this includes the school councillors' visit to the Houses of Parliament during last half term, where they participated in a tour and a workshop.
I was lucky enough to go on a trip as school councillor. We travelled up by the train and went through security. We first of all had the tour of the House of Lords and the House of Commons, followed by a workshop. During this, we came up with our own political parties, then wrote a manifesto. This is where the party writes an aims and statements that it wants to achieve. We then voted for the parties we had chosen. Congratulations goes to the Caring Party, who won with Enrico as the leader and would be Prime Minister.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Well done.
Well done, the Caring Party and Enrico.
All of our councillors were a credit to the school and were praised several times by the members of the public. Their exemplary behaviour, we hope to make this an annual event for other school councillors to experience and enjoy.
The whole school also took part in a trampoline event during last half term. Each class had a session to bounce to some fast and furious music, and each child had their own personal counter to count how many bounces they achieved.
We all had our own mini trampoline to bounce on. Unfortunately, my pedometer, which counted the bounces, didn't work as it should have done. I counted I had done about 50, but it said I'd only done one. All Year 6 enjoyed the session, though, and came back to the classroom having quite a tough workout.
How did you find it at the end of it?
Tiring.
That we needed some fresh air.
Fun.
I need a lot of water.
But you enjoyed it, though?
Yes.
Yeah, that's good.
Reception enjoyed their trip to the planetarium at Greenwich, where they learned more about space, and Years 1 and 6 collaborated on Chinese New Year Day with activities.
Each Year 6 child were partnered with someone from Year 1 in the morning. We started off by playing the ping pong challenge, which was similar to table tennis. We made Chinese lanterns and helped decorate a Chinese dragon for display. We attempted a chopstick challenge, where we had to pick up counters with sticks. I was dreadful at doing this.
How were the rest of you at doing it?
I think I was okay, but my partner really wanted to just cheat and turn them over with her fingers all the time.
My partner just wanted to do it all herself with the chopsticks.
I was great because I used my awesome tactics.
And what awesome tactics were those, Lucas?
Putting the counter at the side of the bowl with one chopstick and with the other chopstick forcing it to flip over.
And how many of you have had a lot of experience with chopsticks?
Yes. I haven't had.
You have, okay, but it didn't work this time for you that morning?
No.
Never mind.
We helped with the Chinese dance in the afternoon and all had a great time doing it.
During this half term, the school's main event will be celebrating World Book Day, which will be taking place on Friday the 8th of March at Farnborough. We are currently preparing the school and hope you will notice the great changes as you walk around the corridors.
To celebrate this wonderful day, our theme is Into the Woods, and we are asking the children to come into school dressed as a character of their choice, representing traditional tales, myths and legends.
Has anyone got any ideas as to what they could come as? Or
Little Red Riding Hood.
Little Red Riding Hood.
Yeah, the Big Bad Wolf.
Big Bad Wolf. Why is that, Lucas?
Because I like their teeth and their fur, and they're my favourite animal.
And you'd like to be big and bad for a day?
Yes.
Any other ideas?
Jack and the Beanstalk.
Yeah, we could be Jack.
Gruffalo.
The Giant. Any character in the Gruffalo?
The Beanstalk.
The Mouse.
The Mouse.
The Beanstalk.
Oh, back to the Beanstalk. Yes, we could be the Beanstalk. Who else is there in the Gruffalo? The Gruffalo's Child.
Fox.
Yes.
Owl.
Snake.
Mouse.
Yeah, so lots of different ideas we could do that.
A book fair has taken place from the morning of Friday the 1st of March from 8:30 a.m. and after school at 3 p.m. in the Cognitorium. This will continue the following week at the same times from Monday to Wednesday. The proceeds of these sales will go towards purchasing new books for our children.
World Book Day vouchers will be handed out before this, so that children have an opportunity to spend them at the book fair. However, they can choose to spend them on one of the World Book Day books. If they would prefer, these can be found in most bookshops.
Many sporting events took place last half term. Lucas is going to talk to you about the most recent football match.
On Thursday, the 14th of February, the boys' football team had another football match against Poverest Primary School. Poverest took the lead in the early stages of the match and were leading right up until Farnborough pulled one back, making it all square and even. It was looking to be a draw until Farnborough hit the opposition with a swift counter-attack and finally put the ball in the back of the net. 2-1 to Farnborough, 10 minutes to go. It all looked like the match would end 2-1 until Farnborough won a free kick and a shot from just outside the box made it 3-1 to the Greens. It was a great match, however Farnborough managed to grab the 3 points.
Yay! Well done Farnborough. And who scored the goals?
Eden and I scored twice.
Excellent, well done.
Thank you, Lucas. Mr. Atkinson has been busy organising many sporting events for this half term, with many girls and boys football matches being organised, as well as the Year 3 and 4 cross-country event on Saturday the 9th of March, which will take place at Crystal Palace.
Parents' Evening will be held on Wednesday 3rd and Thursday the 4th of April, where parents and carers will have the chance to discuss their child's progress and look at all of the wonderful learning taking place in their books. What do we feel about Parents' Evening coming round?
Honestly, I quite like it as I get to find out how I've been doing during the year and I get some free time in my house.
I have mixed feelings as I like to know how I'm getting on, but I feel a bit anxious at the same time.
Then before you know it, it will be Easter holidays!
Yay! Yay!
These start on Monday, 8th of April. And we come back to school on Tuesday the 23rd of April.
2 weeks and a whole day. Let's go.
So are we looking forward to the Easter holidays then?
Yeah.
Yes. Definitely.
Yeah?
I wish it could be a week.
Why is that?
Because I like school.
Oh, you like school, Rocco? That's really nice. What do you like about it?
Learning.
Learning, fantastic.
I like the Easter holidays because I get free time, but then I want to see my friends at the same time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Please don't forget to fill out the website questionnaires, which are due in at the end of this week. We hope you have enjoyed listening to our first podcast. We've enjoyed doing it. Our second one will be posted at the end of March. Bye-bye from
Heidi,
Felicity,
Rocco
and Lucas. Goodbye.
Bye.